So you were saying know the party. What does that mean?
So, like, prime example, man, like, you can't be at a BBC party and you're not a BBC and then sad that you're not getting no love. It's like, party was at a BBC party, man. Like, I don't, prime example, if it's an older gentleman party, I go up in there and I'm not getting no love, I can't get mad about that, dog. That's not my party. Now, if a woman is kind enough to bless me with something in that, she might want to be halftimer. She need a halftimer. You know, she need a fluffer. Then, you know, by all means, I'm there.
That's funny. You say, if she needs you to warm up a little bit, she will. You will jump in, but you ain't expecting to.
Yeah, I can't be lurking in the shadows like, man, come on, man. I'm hoping somebody here for a young guy. Yeah. I'm hoping somebody here. That's some shady.
That is true. That is true. Know your party.
Know your party. And, hey, and let me tell you something. As a new person, you better learn how to figure out your party. You better learn how to figure it out quick. Because some of these parties, they get a little different. And if you ain't ready, you know, ain't nothing wrong with that. But if you ain't down with that, you can't react negatively if you didn't do your due diligence beforehand.
Yeah. So that's another big thing. As a single guy, you're going to be exposed to a lot more. You're going to be exposed to different type of couples. You're going to be exposed to, so you're going to be exposed to single females. You're going to be exposed to stag and vixen couples. So stag and vixen couple is generally a couple where the husband and the wife, they both play. They both have sex, and they also are both able to play separately from one another. So they're stag and vixen. If you have a hot wife couple, that is a couple where the husband enjoys giving his wife the freedom to play and or watching while she's playing or joining while she plays. So if you're a new guy and you know that you are not into threesomes, you know, you make sure that you make that clear. You also have a, you know, cuckolding where, you know, cuckolding has a very, very huge, I mean, you got from very mild to very extreme, but cuckolding has a mild or extreme element of humiliation. Okay. And all these different types. And then, of course, you have single females. You also have couples who are poly couples. You also have couples who may be into BDSM, but they're going to see you and find you attractive, or you may see them and find them attractive. So you first need to determine what you are into.
Mm-hmm.
What you're into is very important. You know, and as a male in the lifestyle, you know, I break it up into categories. I say you're a single male, which to me, I usually relegate that to an inexperienced male who's in the lifestyle and he is, you know, pretty much down and open to fucking to learn. Or he's a male who's been in the lifestyle for a certain period of time, but still hasn't learned. He still hasn't learned the proper etiquette within the lifestyle. Manicorn is a single male within the lifestyle who has experience, who knows what he wants, and he is a productive member of the lifestyle community. You'll find that people like him, and generally he's going to play with single females. He's going to play with hot wife couples. He's going to play with stag vixen couple, or the vixen within the stag and vixen couple, and everything else with an exception of cuckolding.
Mm-hmm.
A bull is a man who plays with a cuckold couple. Okay. And when I say the cuckold couple, a bull is the male that is going to interact with them. And oftentimes, a single male or a manicorn, a cuckold couple, or even a lot of couples will confuse that role and say, we're looking for a bull. And so if someone says to me, we're looking for a bull, I'm going to ask, are you a cuckold couple? Oh, fuck no, we're a hot wife couple. Well, so you're looking for a manicorn, or you're looking for a single guy. That's what you're looking for. You're not looking for a bull, because a bull.
Go ahead, break it down.
I'm going to let you jump in there. But a bull is going to interact with cuckold couples, and also understand, as a bull, it's very, very, very important that you not only know your boundaries and know what you're into, but you can't be looking at this super hot wife and just say, oh yeah, I'm down for whatever. Because in cuckolding go from the very mild, where it's just, you know, a husband who sits and hangs out and watches, to the very extreme, where you have a husband who may want to clean up, fluff, get pissed on, get spanked, mm-hmm. and many levels past that. So if you're a bull, you have to know what you're into, and you can't get blinded by the pussy, because if you tell them, oh, I'm down for whatever, you don't know what whatever consists of. Trust me, you do not.
Well, catch you off guard, and you'll be making a call to your big brother. I'm telling you, it was not a pleasurable call.
I found it thoroughly entertaining.
You cannot, and I'm telling you, it's some ass out there that, I'm telling you, it'll blind you. I'm telling you, it'll flash your ass.
Yeah.
But you, what you getting yourself into, man, because once you, you know, if you into whatever, then you can only fully enjoy it, man, and they're going to fully enjoy it if everyone knows what's going down. And everybody knows what's capable of being of going down, and that's on you. You can't just be so like, oh, man, I'm happy. I'm so happy that they just said yes, that you just show up for some shit and you don't know what you're showing up for.
And that happens often. That is a thing.
Because remember, if you're a bull, part of the, you're pleasuring the husband just as much as you're pleasuring the wife. Not from a physical standpoint, but from a mental standpoint. Mm-hmm. Because he's pleasuring her by him being, you know, depending on what kind of situation it is, he may be getting humiliated. And for you, that might make you uncomfortable having to, like, say certain shit during sex.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, like, you just got to be careful, man. Yeah. Understand what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah, and when you're coming into the lifestyle and you're trying to determine what role you're going to play, number one, as a bull, if you say, oh, I want to be a bull and I want to play with cuckold couples, don't lie about your experience level. Don't lie.
Mm-mm.
When you come in as a single guy, do not lie about your experience level. And in fact, people are going to respect you more, and people tend to want to be more helpful if you're honest and say, I'm new to this. This is something I'm very interested in. I would like to learn. And this is me learning.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to be more receptive to that. They're going to be less receptive if you get there and you start interacting and it's very clear that you don't know what the fuck is going on.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Because they're going to know, you know, they've been in the lifestyle for a period of time. And so they're going to know. Also, don't get hypnotized by the pussy.
Facts. Okay. And it's out there to get hypnotized by. Trust me.
Oh yeah. All but pussy is not good pussy.
Say that one more time for the people in the back.
All pussy is not good pussy.
You better believe it.
You better believe it. Because if you're not compatible, it's not going to work. Because keep in mind the difference between your interaction with a female at the club or a female in the vanilla world, you know, the non-lifestyle, the non, you know, the non- Now my brain's not working. Outside of the lifestyle.
Yeah, you're the only vanilla.
With one person. Now you're in a situation where you're dealing with a husband. And you have to pay attention to him. You have to know where his head is, because you may wind up in a situation where a husband, they may be as new as you are, and he may decide while you guys are, you know, you may go meet for dinner. He may decide, oh, well, I don't want to do this. You know, you may get in the room and get your dick out, and he goes, wait, I can't handle this. Or, you know, you may see his mood shift and his attitude change, and you may want to ask, hey, is everything okay? Do you guys need a minute?
Well, reading the room.
Yeah.
Reading the room. And too, you got to understand, just, you got to be human, man. Understand that a man is giving his wife to you. At any moment, you don't know what could be happening. If they had an argument beforehand and they're still going through with this, or if just something happened that maybe you weren't aware of, they may not have communicated to you, and, you know, like, kissing might be hard for some people, you know, is a hard no for some people. And maybe, you know, that happens, and now the husband is just livid, and you don't know what's going on. You just, you know, you just like, hey, man, but you got to be tuned in and kind of checking in, like, yo, man, is everything cool, or am I good? And let them give you those cues to keep going, because you can't just run up in there.
Yeah. Always ask, what are your rules? Always ask that question.
Yeah.
You want to know, just like he just said, you know, Mrs. Mocha and I discussed it on the podcast where I kiss somebody's wife in the mouth while I was fucking her, which, you know, just seems logical to me. I just ate her pussy. But anyways, I kissed her in the mouth, and the husband, the Mrs. Mocha's tapping me on the arm, and I look up, and the husband is literally crying. You know,
damn.
That was a rule that they had that was broken.
Ooh.
You don't want to be in that situation.
You don't want to be a foul guy like Mr. Mocha.
Yeah. Listen, man, I stopped. You know. Well, yeah, so asking those rules make a huge, huge difference. Asking what the rules are, because that's going to make sure you're good. And then also, don't freak out if a couple ask you to do something that you're not into. Don't freak out.
Decline. Just kindly decline. Hey, you know, that's not my deal. And if they say, like, well, I've never had a situation where they made a big deal of that. But if they do, then just say, hey, you know what? I appreciate you guys for having me over, but I didn't know that. And then just go home, man. Like, it ain't got to be, you know, World War, you know, III.
Mm-hmm. All pussy just is not good pussy.
Facts, man. You can't think with your dick all the time.
You got to be able to turn it down. You got to be able to walk away. And you also need to respect when someone else decides that they want to walk away.
Mm-hmm.
You may wind up in a situation where, you know, you interact with a couple and they decide that, oh, you know something, you're not for me.
Mm-hmm.
And don't take it personal. Be happy that you didn't get there and wind up in a situation that you weren't going to enjoy.
Facts. Because, man, sometimes, man, you may think that you, he and I both know, you may think that you might have missed out on a good opportunity, but you die as a pretty pretty fucked up situation.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you're going to have enough. You're going to. As a single male in the lifestyle, especially if it's something that you're going to pursue, you're going to definitely have your weird, crazy experiences. There's no need to increase those weird, crazy experiences by not asking questions, by not communicating, and by being so desperate to get a piece of ass that you just walk away from something that you go, when your spidey senses start tingling and there's something that makes you go, you know something? This may not be the move. Listen to that sensation. Listen to it.
Hey, because, hey, trust me, you save yourself a lot of some fuckery.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's fuckery to be had.
You save yourself a long night of some fuckery, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
but, so what would you say, though? Because you always ask me this, but I've never asked you this. What do you say is like a perfect example of a, you know, a new person in lifestyle, a new male, single male? What does that look like for you?
Confused. You first step into it, there's a lot of confusion and you're trying to find your way around it. And so you have two types of confused people. All right. You got the people who just wander around aimlessly walking in the fucking walls and fucking shit up. Or you have the person at the airport who actually looks up at the sign and read it.
Mm.
Same thing with, you know, a guy who steps in the lifestyle. You should take the time, just like Q said in the beginning. Go to a swingers club. Go in not to have sex, but just to observe behavior. Go in and watch it. And watch with your eyes, not just your dick. Because when you watch with your eyes, you're going to see, you're going to be able to observe couples, the way they interact with one another. Because when we're talking about reading the room, you're going to learn how to read the room by just watching people. And the best way to actually learn is to go into that environment, sit back and watch. Oftentimes people will look at bad representations of swingers on reality fucking YouTube channels and all of that stuff. You know, literally watching a lot of these reality shows and the bullshit that you see out there,
the
representations of swingers, is like trying to understand the fucking swimming patterns of a dolphin in the bathtub.
Fact. And you got to understand that the lifestyle right now is very media, like it's in the forefront of a lot of things. When OnlyFans came out, lifestyle is essentially, it's hard to run into people now who don't want to go to a lifestyle club or a lifestyle because it's so like taboo right now. So you also kind of got to be aware of the people who don't understand what comes with it, and you gotta don't associate yourself with those, because in this lifestyle you can associate yourself with a group of people who may not have a great name in the area that you live in, and it'll put a bad name on you too.
Mm-hmm. And you can see it. It's very easy to see when you're in an environment with toxic people or people who, you know, who aren't comfortable with one another, or people who are jealous, people who are insecure. You can see it. You know, swingers are still human beings. Swingers still have regular relationships. You know, lifestyle people still have regular relationships. You know, they don't interact like fucking aliens. You can identify a person that's toxic. You can identify a person that's friendly. You know, you can watch. If you're sitting back watching a couple, you see a guy walk up to a couple and, you know, speak to the husband. You can see when the husband is receptive. You can observe those behaviors. And the first thing I always tell guys to do is find a website. Find yourself a website to be on. SDC, Cassidy, SLS, Splash Mocha just created a website. There's different websites that you can get on that are
the bots and all that. Make sure you find a good one.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, SDC is a good website. That's one of my favorites. I really like SDC because it has a large group of people in it. Now, lifestyle websites are also regional. So it depends on where you are in the country. It depends on what you're looking for. But
SLS could be one if you know. But SDC is definitely great.
Mm-hmm. And so get on there and create a profile. Now, Q is a lot more successful when it comes to profiles than I am. So I'm going to let him break down how he built his profile and why he built his profile the way he did.
Okay, man. So I feel like I had to explain what mindset I had when I created it. So when I created it, I said, I understood that you got to first understand that if you're a single male, you are the entertainment for a couple, right? You are. So they are in love with each other. You're the plus one, right? But at the same time, that doesn't diminish you or lower you. So I made sure that, like, how I created my profile, I wanted it to make sure I was respectful and I was a dude who was going to come off as a respectful man to the women and the husband, while at the same time as being a respectful man for me. So, in my writing, I don't have a ton of writing on there just saying, hey, man, I'm just a cool guy, athletic. I don't know. I'm not reading it right now, but just basically saying, hey, I'm just a fun guy looking for other cool people, build relationships, and have a good time with no nonsense, right? And then with my pictures, I wanted my pictures to reflect who I was. So my pictures reflected, you know, I got a picture of me, I think like maybe two pictures of me in the tux, right? So people could see that, all right, I am an elegant dude. I'm a dude who is a, you know, culture. I do mix around in different crowds. And then I have, you know, pictures of me with my shirt off because I want the ladies to see the merchandise, man. I want them to see what's going on. Because, a lot of women, you know, not every woman wants to see a dick pic, but a lot of women want to see a body, right? And a lot of women will say, damn, okay, the body may make me want to see what the dick looks like, but I don't want to see. And then I have some pictures that's, you know, the unlockables of, for the people who are just like, all right, man,
the
let us
long
see
shot.
It. Let us see it. Bring this motherfucker home. Are we going to answer this message or not? Nah?
Go ahead and whip it out.
Yeah. And so what's also important, I don't know if people still do this because, I mean, I, now that this is going to sound funny because I'm laughing about it. This is going to sound so uppity. Y'all don't mind me. But now that I'm more established, I haven't had to be on SEC as much.
Now that I'm more of an established gentleman, I no longer need. Which is true. That you will get to that place where, and yeah. That, guys, you will get to a place where you've established yourself and your friends will refer you, couples will refer you. You're going to be invited to events and you're going to be able to network with people. And oftentimes you rely upon the website a lot less. And that's a good sign.
Exactly. So, but what I was saying was, I do remember though, when I was heavily on SBC, that validations were a big thing because it allowed for people to see that you're a real person, but it also, you know, was an opportunity for somebody kind of to get a review on you. Right. So, I mean, some people will have on their profiles, they won't even entertain anybody without any validation. So I don't know if that's still a thing, but I knew it was a thing when I was heavily on there. So mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah, for sure. And so this is kind of an interesting debate that I've had with another friend of mine. And our profiles are very similar. And single guys, I will only say this from my personal experience. This is the biggest challenge about being a single guy, okay? If, with the photos, the way he broke it down, I agree 100%. You're going to have some couples that want to see that you have an ability to dress up nice and go somewhere because there are a lot of couples who are going to want to go out somewhere nice to eat when they first meet you. And also some couples will be looking ahead and saying, if we really like this guy, this may be a guy who I hang out with. Same thing with single females. Yeah. All right. The next thing is showing very clear pictures of your body. At the end of the day, I don't give a fuck what nobody says.
I'd be attracted to you.
Yeah, you got to be attractive. You have to be attracted.
Yeah.
If you are a married person, okay, I've heard people say this bullshit all the time. Oh, well, you know, I just want to see what kind of personality you've got. Get the fuck out of here. Okay. You're already married to a personality. Okay. You're looking for a good time. So physical attraction is first. Okay. And so showing a picture of your body, and I'd say, you know, get undressed to your level of comfort. I think that a woman being able to know, see how tall you are, see, you know, what your body looks like. Don't do deceptive shit, okay?
Yeah, man. Don't be no catfisher.
Yeah, don't take a picture to make it look like you're fucking 6'3 when you're not. Which is funny because Q, with him, he actually, if you look at like a couple, some of his pictures, you wouldn't realize that he's 6'3. You would think that he was like, you know, 5'10. And then you meet him in person, everybody's like, holy shit. But that's because he, one of his pictures are like an angle from the top. So it made you think that he's shorter than he is. But now that tells me that he had no deception in mind. He was just taking a picture, the best angle that he felt like he can get. Now, we've met plenty of guys who they show up and their picture looks like they're, you know, 6'2", and they show up and they're 5'7". It's nothing wrong with being 5'7". Yeah, but there's something wrong
with you lying.
With you lying.
Yeah.
Because you automatically lose respect with that couple. And understand this, a lot of couples will be nice. And oftentimes a wife will still play with you. You may go to dinner. You may talk. You know, you may say, well, I got a really good looking face and I got this huge dick, so she's not going to mind if I, you know, if I make it look like I'm 6'2". No, she's going to fucking mind. She's going to mind, because had you just been 5'7" and represented yourself as 5'7" and you had a good looking face, a good looking body, and the dick that she wanted, you may have still got that opportunity. But now what's going to happen? Let's be honest about culture, society, and groups. She's going to tell her friend, who you probably looked at on that same website, oh, yeah, that guy looks like he's 6'2 on there, but he's really just 5'7".
All right? Exactly.
They're going to talk.
Yep, and now that's going to get around.
Yes, it's definitely going to get around. So that being said, represent yourself correctly.
Yeah, for sure, man. And don't put no, like, I mean, I'm not saying that you just got to be taking a ton of pictures, but, man, don't be posting no pictures from the 90s, man. If you ain't. Like,
yes.
What?
Say it again.
We want to see what you look like right now, man. Don't be posting those pictures from the 90s. It's 2024, man.
Yeah. Like, don't do it. Don't fucking do it.
He's a picture and it look like it ain't got no HD camera on it, man.
Yeah. Like, and I don't care what the fuck you think about your personal appearance. And I don't care if you think that you haven't aged in the last 10 years or in the last 5 years. You have fucking aged. We all have. That's a part of life. And just because you want to convince yourself, oh, I look the same, get the fuck out of here. If you look the same and you feel like you look the same, take some new goddamn pictures. Okay. Do yourself a favor. Do that lady a favor. Do that couple a favor. And update your photos. And the last thing about photos, I'll say to the fellas, okay, if you're looking at your dick and you're thinking to yourself, I need to find the angle to make my dick look bigger.
Don't take it.
Don't take it. Don't take it. Don't take it. Don't fucking take it. That's the wrong photo, okay? If you got to take some kind of weird ass angle, or if you're trying to use the fucking Roku remote control and make it look like it's the big universal remote, knock it the fuck off, okay?
Yeah, man.
There are a lot of couples.
You said the Roku.
Yeah, fucking wow. the fire stick remote.
Hey. So put on the picture.
Listen, women, couples, they're not all looking for a huge cock. Let's get that right out there, because you know, a huge cock is not necessarily a daily driver for everybody. They're not. If you represent well in your profile and you have the physical attraction they want, oftentimes you don't have to have, you know, an above average size penis. OK, you will still have success because you can. They're still going to find you attractive. OK, but if you represent yourself as having a large dick and you show up and you don't have a big dick, like, you do realize that they're going to eventually see.
At some point, they're going to know.
Yeah, they're going to know. At some point, they're going to know. If I show up, okay, and I'm missing a limb, they're going to notice. If I show up and I'm missing 4 inches, they're going to notice, okay?
Yeah.
So don't do it to yourself.
Ain't none of us that clever.
And a lot of guys think they are that fucking clever. Don't be that guy. You're listening to this podcast. Don't be that guy. All right?
Well, a lot of dudes, some of these women, they don't know when a woman is trying not to make them feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
Because they didn't lie. And now they're like, since you didn't lie, now, you know, I feel bad about making you feel bad about yourself.
Yeah. Now you put her in an awkward situation.
Exactly. And that's shitty, man.
And you lose credit. You lose credit within the community. You lose credit within the community. And why do that? Why be deceptive? Because every guy I know complains about all the fucking filters and, you know, women don't look the way they say they're going to look, you know, and then you do that. Ladies, you get a pass for now. Dudes... You never get a fucking pass. Dudes don't get a pass for being deceptive. All right. Don't fucking do it.
Yeah. Ladies will get a pass for being slightly off. Dudes, not so much.
Yeah. And now when you're reaching out to somebody on their profile, how do you do that?
Man, I kind of just, I like to be a little bit more original because you want, somebody to know that you actually took the time to look at their page. So what I typically will do is I'll find something that I like about the woman, of course. and or it might be something that I'll say, hey man, I took a look at you guys' profile. I think your wife is absolutely gorgeous. Seems like you have a ton of personality. I've seen that you guys love bars or whatever. Would love the opportunity to get a drink with you all if attraction is mutual. And then I leave it at that. And then if they respond or don't respond, and then just go from there. Once if they respond and it's favorable, then you just have a conversation. And if not, then typically they just won't respond.
Mm-hmm. And how do you respond to them not responding?
I just move on. Like, I mean,
Say it again. I want you to linger on that point.
Yeah, I just move on, man. I don't go to... Well, shit, that's crazy to me. That's nutty.
Yeah.
Like, yo, everybody's not everybody's cup of tea.
Yeah.
Everybody's not, you know what I'm saying? And that's wild of you to think that because somebody chose not to respond. And to be honest, how these sites work a lot of times, people are working and doing all kinds of things. It could be all kinds of reasons for why they haven't responded. Like, they could be like us who never are on there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh man, I'm sorry, man. Yo, I'm rarely on here. I was on here a week ago. Apologies. You know what I mean? But if you go back on there and imagine seeing, like, man, this person cursed me out, man.
Like, yes, this is what I like about when we talking to the fellas. We can say it without editing. Sit your sensitive ass down, okay? You sent the fucking message. If they don't respond, don't say anything else. Just keep moving. I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear. You know, these people are rude because they ignore my profile. Dude, who the fuck are you?
Right.
They have the right. So knowing up front that being ignored is a polite way of saying no, thank you, usually.
Exactly. Because would you you out? Or would you rather them be like, you know what, absolutely, actually, I mean, we're not attracted to you, so, but we appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't like the way your teeth look, your eyes are too close, so no, thank you. I was always told if I don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
Facts. And you can. I can respect the people who just don't respond.
Yeah, I can. And what's interesting is, like you said, you don't know their situation at the time. I've reached out to somebody and they respond to me 6 months later. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, at this time, you know, we were, you know, we had a kid, or we were busy, or we had, you know, we were trying something different in our relationship. But if you're still interested, please message us back.
That happens all the time. People take breaks in a lifestyle.
Yeah.
Like it could be any reason, man, but to just, yeah. If nobody responds, man, just let it go. Like, yeah. I don't understand why it's even that big of a deal.
Yeah. It's, you're not entitled.
Just go find another way.
Yeah, absolutely. Go find someone else.
I'm trying to make it sound like women are just objects. I'm just saying there's so many couples and people on there looking for you. And you around here focusing on the people who are not worried about you.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, it's just, I mean, the challenge is you going on and hounding somebody, asking them multiple times, now you're being creepy. Okay. You going on and, you know, saying, hey, it's rude that you didn't respond to me. You have no idea what's going on in that person's life. I actually had that happen to me. I think that was a few years back. I was literally taking my daughter to the airport and she was getting ready to fly overseas. Lady sent me a message, and over those 3 days, you know, it was emotional for me. You know, one of the kids was moving out of the fucking country, spending time with her. So I'm at the airport. Her plane takes off. I'm sitting there relaxing. And I'm going through, just kind of going through a bunch of messages that I missed, because I kind of ignored the whole world. And I've got like a lady message me. First, it was, hi, how are you? Like your profile. Would love to chat with you. Then it was, I don't remember, I got to ask Mrs. Mocha. But basically, like, she sent three messages. The third one was just fucking ripping me a new one. Just, you know, you're rude. You know, I don't know what the fuck your problem is. I sent the message to you. If you don't like me, you could have said something. And I'm like, holy shit.
Well, I hope this ain't the same person. Because I've had that happen to me, too. And then they threaten. Mind you, I still haven't responded. They threaten, I'm going to make sure that everyone in the lifestyle knows about you. And I'm like,
oh, no, I guarantee the same person, because she's done it to several people.
Wow.
Yeah, that one in particular is done to several people.
I was like, yo, this is odd.
So, I mean, like, the most of the guys who are in our area are aware of it. But what's interesting is, If I ever had a moment where I was like, man, I want to be angry at these people for not responding to me. If I ever had that moment, that lady would have completely cured that, because thank God she was crazy before I responded, because she was a pretty attractive lady. Like I would have been interested in talking to her. You know, she'd have caught me on the first message. You know, so I'm happy that I, you know, was occupied and didn't respond to her, you know, so.
Yeah, man, that's a crazy thing, man. It's just like, it doesn't just only happen, because a lot of people would think it just only happens from our side. It happens on the other side too, man. Rejection is hard for some people. And a lot of times too, imagine how crazy you look when somebody's never seen the message that you're talking about. And you are spazzing out.
Yeah.
Like, yo, kind of got to look at yourself and go, like, yo, I might be a little nutty.
Listen, when you're that, and I was going to say, when you're that level of nutty, I don't think you can really understand it. But, you know, there was a guy who, you know, and I talked about on the podcast before, you know, literally we're all actually at a house party, and he's like, yeah, you know, when I reach out to people on SDC or SLS and they don't respond, I send them a nasty gram and I fucking block them. What?
Word.
And then, like, he created all of these, like, he had all these reasons why people were not responding to him.
Mm-hmm.
He had all these reasons, everything, you know, from people being racist to people. It was just all kind of stuff, you know. He's like, literally, he's looking at their friends list. You know, I'll look at their friends list, and the people in their friends list ain't as attractive as me. I know that it's just me. And I think people in the lifestyle are talking bad about me. And I was like, bro,
ain't nobody think about you.
Hey, you know, and I was half in the bag anyways. I usually edit this story, but I'll say what I said now for real to him. I was like, bro, like, do you really think that you are that attractive? Like, do you, in your mind, do you think that you are so attractive that everybody is going to drop what they're doing to respond to you? Now, here's the thing, and I hope he doesn't listen to this, because he'll know who the fuck he is. But it's not like his wife is super attractive either. No offense. No offense to them.
Oh my god.
But even if they were super attractive, that doesn't mean you're super attractive to everyone. And then you do realize, like, if you are reaching out to people within a 100 mile radius of one another in a large city, and you have nasty grammed and blocked 40 people, you do realize people are going to start talking about you, right? Like, you're going to be that guy or that couple.
Definitely going to be.
So, yeah. So, single guys coming to lifestyle, just listen to the examples. Don't be those guys.
Yeah. Damn.
Because the judgment will be harsh from my end. I will definitely crack jokes.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, man. You got to be able to, hey, if you're going to do a little wild shit like that, you got to be able to take it.
Because we're handing it out in bundles.
We're not sparing the rod around here.
No.
We live in a foul-free zone, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
We live in a foul-free zone. That is childish.
Yeah.
Like, yo, not everybody going to like you. Not everybody likes us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's okay. It's just like how you say, got to know your party.
Yeah.
Got to know your party, man. Because I'll tell you what, as a single guy, man, if you find some cool people in this lifestyle, man, if you get with the right people, man, this can be it's one of the most amazing things ever, man. Mm-hmm. Like, but sometimes I think people overcomplicate it because they forget that people are humans involved. It's just, there's a sexual, there's a sexual part of this that makes it a little bit, you know, out of the norm from regular, but that does not make people any less human.
Yes.
You know what I mean? They still have the same issues. They still have insecurities. They still, respect is still big. You know, there's all kinds of things, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it does not change that. And I think that a lot of times people get so caught up in the sexual aspect of it, and that, you know, they just think that, you know, the rules are different. Nah, bro, you still got to talk to people. Mm-hmm. you still got to know how to talk.
Yeah, the rules are the same, but the rewards are bigger.
You know, it's a leeway if you got a good piece, but that, you ain't got a good piece. I think some dudes get some leeway with a good piece. I'm not going to lie. I know what a slide is get crazy.
So I'm going to translate what he's saying. He's saying that some dudes get some leeway if they go and lay down some good dick. And listen, hey, women get leeway if they, you know, women always get leeway if they're super hot. Like, there's some shit, like, sometimes it's like, Okay, I'm very, I'm super attracted to her. I'm gonna give her a little bit of a pass. I'm gonna grade her on a curve, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. slight curve.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm to that degree, but I will say this: I'll let a statement or something slide.
Well, that was the curve. That was it.
The curve. I definitely will let something go down. You know, that typically wouldn't.
So okay, so as far as a couple reaches out to you on whatever platform you're on, okay, mm-hmm. What's your response time?
It depends, man. Like if someone was to reach out to me in SDC, I'm liable to. I would put myself to respond within 2 days.
Okay.
2 days, I would say.
Okay. So
that actually just happened.
Yeah. So your response time is based upon, so you're going to respond within a couple of days, but if you saw it, would you respond right away?
Oh, yeah. If I see it, I'm responding right away.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not playing that game.
Okay, good. That's what I was going with that.
Gonna just leave it on. Nah, man. If I see it, I'll respond.
Yeah.
I will give you I'll pass too. You know, I'm not gonna give you a bad I'll pass, but I'll give you a, you know what, I appreciate it, but no thank you.
See, you're a better man than me. See, I fail on that one. I actually just had a conversation with somebody recently. I've actually had two people reprimand me on my zero response. Because it's just awkward to me when I tell somebody no thank you, and then I get a husband who's being a dick and like, oh, you don't know what you're missing, or that's your bad pal, or somebody asking why not. How do I respond to that?
It's those moments that make me want to be less humble.
See, there you go. So now,
comes across my desk, man, you will know I ain't missing shit.
And I don't want to be that guy. Like, I don't want to be a dick. But when somebody sends you an asshole response, it takes a lot of mental energy not to be a dick. So I usually just choose not to engage, because I hate when people, you know, husbands get offended. Or somebody ask, okay, well, what about me don't you like? And it's like, I don't know. I don't know you. And you reached out to my profile because you liked what you saw. Like, I don't have like an essay on my profile, so I know it's not my personality that you liked, because I don't have enough written on my profile to tell you who I am, because unfortunately, in my opinion, you can only be so authentic with your writing. And yeah. I also, as a single dude, oftentimes if you're appealing to one type of couple, you're turning off another type of couple.
Mm.
So therefore, my profile is very simple. You know, I'm honest. You see what I look like. I make it clear that I am looking for, you know, cool, fun people to meet, to hang out with, and see where it goes. You know, if you're interested in having a conversation, I love to chat and then tell you more about myself. That makes it very simple for me. So when you start asking me shit like, you know, well, why don't you like me? Or, you know, what's wrong with my wife? Or like, bro, like, you're making it weird for everybody now.
Now you're making this. Now you're really making this a shit show. Yeah.
Are you going to literally take my comment back to your wife if I respond and be like, yeah, honey, this guy didn't like you for this reason? Why don't you just do the noble thing and just say, oh, honey, we didn't get a response from that guy?
First off, man, you're supposed to shield your wife from shit like that.
I agree. But I mean, you can't always do that, because, you know, oftentimes couples, they both look at the profiles.
You can't, but what you can do is, you know how to relationship to your wife better than any other man could.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can take the constructive criticism and then relay it in a nicer way.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think that you should just be like, yeah, man, he says fucking shit.
You know, and the beauty about women is this. There's no woman who's unfuckable. Okay.
Yeah.
No woman is unfuckable, period. It doesn't matter how long your hair is, how short your hair is, how many digits you have on your hand, how much you weigh, how tall you are, what color your hair is, what size your boobs are, you know, how old you are. No woman is unfuckable. Someone that you find attractive will find you attractive. It just may not be me.
Yeah. That's a long build up.
You weren't supposed to laugh at that.
You ain't shit.
That wasn't meant to be funny. That was meant to be honest.
You full of shit. That's what he said. It's just not going to be me.
I'm editing all this shit out now.
You just can't climb to the top of the ladder. You can climb to the top of your ladder. Just not this ladder.
Well, I mean, but I think that's and as going back to single guys, men, we are used to rejection from a very young age.
Fact.
Okay,
you can't reject them, boy. You just
it's something that we're exposed to from a very young fucking age, and it's interesting when you are surrounded by guys who are in our circle. If you take rejection hard, or if we see a guy take rejection hard, we laugh at him. Like, bro,
mm-hmm.
Who the fuck do you think you are that you're not going to get rejected? We all get rejected. It's right, what we.
I think you must have had that many at bats.
yeah, that's true,
bro. At this game, bro, like you, as long as you have to get a woman's number, and that's always been the game, right? Mm-hmm. As long as that has to happen. You have to be the initiator. And if you, as long as you have to be the initiator, they have the ability to make you, you know, to say no. And then you might feel like, okay, whatever. And it's a couple ways to look at that. You could be a chump, or you could be a dude like go in the lab and say, all right, how do I make myself better? Or how do I, you know, if it's a weight thing, I need to get in the gym. Mm-hmm. If it's a dress thing, then I need to, you know, figure out how to be a better dresser. It's like it can take form in so many different ways. You just have to really, if you're a strong-minded person, you don't look at that as slight.
Mm-hmm. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, men are not only used to rejection. Every man has gotten a rejection that felt like he just got hit in the nuts with a sledgehammer, because women can be brutal on a rejection.
Oh,
you know,
oh man.
If you see a guy take a rejection bad, okay, you lose a little bit of respect for him. But I've seen a woman reject somebody, and I've been rejected by a woman, and hear her, like, her and her friends, like, talking about me, and I'm only 2 feet away. Like, I just turned my back. My ears are still. We've all seen guys get, you know, massacred during a rejection, you know, so
verbally body slammed,
you know, like, so for guys, it's something that we're accustomed to. And if you're coming into the lifestyle, there's no difference in this, with an exception of most people in the lifestyle will reject you politely. It's very rare that you're going to take a body slam during a rejection. You know, it's very rare that they're going to. Yeah. Very, very rare. So that's one thing that's beautiful about the lifestyle, fellas. Rejections are a lot less painful.
Yeah. Not everybody's out to be an asshole.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's definitely the refreshing part about it. You know, so if you're stepping into the lifestyle and you're new to the lifestyle, if you had the ability to go out in public, speak to a woman, try to get her phone number, you know, smile, be charming, you know, take rejection, all of those different things. When you step into the lifestyle, it's going to be a lot easier, especially in person, because now, you know, you can usually tell, hopefully you've had enough human to human experience to be able to look at a person's face and see when they're receptive to you. And now the great thing about a couple in the lifestyle, the husband is usually your advocate. if he looks at you and he knows your his wife is going to like you and they're a secure couple and he's actually there to make sure she has a great time, a lot of time you can look at him for cues. So now you got an advocate.
Yeah, you get him on your team, he's going to tell you, it's like he's going to tell you how to sell it.
Yeah. Yeah, she likes this, she doesn't like that.
Because he's in it for her to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. And that's why even on the when you approach a couple on the website, if there is a if it's a couple's profile, you always address the husband unless the profile very clearly states to address the female.
Yeah.
You're speaking to him. You're not speaking to her. You're speaking about her, but you're not speaking to her. I have, with Mrs. Mocha and I's profile, I have got the most foul motherfuckers who reach out to us, you know, oh, I'll fuck the shit out of you. How about a hi, my name is? I'll fuck you better than your husband ever could. Just like, you know, hey,
yeah, like,
how about you come over and suck my dick tonight? Like, dude, like, where's the intro? Like, my wife's a freak, but you got to kind of work up to it, buddy. Like what are you doing?
He was like, you only sell a lot of stuff, but goddamn.
Can you put that in the third sentence? Fuck. Like, what are you doing?
Like, man. Like, that's the kind of thing that'll make you go, are you serious, man?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. You know, so don't be that asshat. When you get on there, even if the couple has all the freaky, nasty pictures on there and they look super wild and they say they're wild in their profile and they are down for whatever you can imagine, even if they say all of that, even if they say they like dominant men, fellas, dominance is not being a dick, okay? Mm-hmm. Dominance is not being aggressive. Dominance is not telling some woman your cock will rupture her ovaries in the first message. Let's first see if she's into that kind of talk. So start off.
Yeah. No. Trust me, you'll have your fair share of people you got to run from.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't be the person that other people are running from. So yeah, start off like you would start off speaking to a person, a couple. If you walked up to them in a bar, you wouldn't walk up to somebody and be like, "Hey, can I fuck your bitch?" You wouldn't do that.
Not at all.
You know. You did it to me. We may have a conversation that you're not looking forward to. Think of it like that. That's
not going to go so swell.
There'll be some swelling, all right. I'm just joking, everybody. Yeah, not a good guy. So, yeah, so this is just like a very small piece of a pathway for a single guy to step into the lifestyle. And this is just a very, very little part, but all these steps are going to help you, because when you do get onto a website, you're going to be able to read people's profiles, and reading the profiles are good because they're going to tell you a lot about the people. They'll also tell you a lot about the people in the area. different areas, you're going to find that the culture is different. The lifestyle culture in Georgia is different than the lifestyle culture in Florida and everywhere else. So you'll be able to kind of identify who's who, what people are into. And so you'll be doing research by simply just reading a bunch of profiles. You know, even if it's not necessarily your cup of tea, use that as research. Q made a very great point. You know, go to lifestyle clubs and just go in observation mode. You know, if you wind up getting your dick sucked that night, good for you.
Great night.
You know, but go in with the plans of just watching, observing, and looking at the behavior. And you're going to identify the asshat that you don't want to be. He'll be there. He's always there. You're going to identify you're going to see the couple who you want to walk up to, and then you're going to realize, oh, fuck, I'm so happy I didn't walk up to those idiots. You're going to see that. And then you're going to see the couple who you might have completely ignored, and then you're going to see that wife smile and being awesome and being sexy, and now, oh, shit, I like her.
Mm-hmm.
Simple observation is going to get you what you need. You know, that's just the beginning. So, little bro, if you summarize just what we've talked about now, if you add on to my summary.
Yeah, man. Now, I would agree 1,000% with what you said. I would say, man, be respectful. Always lead with respect. Always think as a human, man, not think about the situation. Try to build relationships. Go in trying to build relationships, being respectful, trying to get to know people. Don't be handsy. Don't be handsy. And then if you do that, man, then that's half the battle. Oh, and true representation of yourself. If you do those things, man, 9 times out of 10, no matter what kind of dude you are, you should have a good experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and those qualities will separate you from other guys. There's right. a common saying within the lifestyle community that a single guy comes a dime a dozen. But a single guy, a quality single guy does not come a dime a dozen. In fact, a quality single guy in the lifestyle is one of the hardest guys to find. You can find guys all day because, you know, we're dudes. Anywhere where there's available vagina, there's going to be a flock of cocks. That's just how it works. That's just how it works. But now, the quality ones, and I know personally, when I am trying to find a guy for Mrs. Mocha, I can go through 100 profiles easily and identify one. And it's going to be from everything from the photos. Oh, and please don't be a fucking 3-year-old in a picture with your fucking middle finger up. Grown men in photos with your middle finger up. Who the fuck are you trying to bait here? Okay.
Hey, man, that's the crowd. They go, hey, they listen.
Yeah, if that's your crowd.
They're not trying to find their party.
Well, yeah.
So, there's a certain type of party that goes for that shit.
Yeah, like, why are you putting your, like, I was looking at through profiles for Mrs. Mocha, and I'm like, dude's got their fucking middle finger up. You know, like, bro, what are you doing? Are you trying to attract a full grown adult woman? Like,
no.
An adult woman, that's what you're looking for, mm-hmm. correct? Like,
hey, man.
There are no fucking high school girls on this site. What are you doing? Like, so yeah, don't be that guy either.
No, not at all. Please, because I just hate seeing it, man. Be a man. Not a fucking child, bro. Not a child.
You stick my middle finger out with my tongue out, bro. Put your middle finger up really, and put your tongue back.
I look
back
really cool now, don't I? I look really cool, don't I? But I'm really going to kill him with this thing.
Oh, they're going to be blowing my profile up all day, baby.
Hell yeah. Wait till they get a load of that.
Yep. Sad but true. All right, so listen. This is just part one of this because I realize there's so much more to cover. Covering this topic has been a big one because this is a topic that Michael C and I, we always kind of talk about, debate, you know, who bears responsibility in the development of, you know, single guys or the development of productive relationships between a single male and a couple. And I always put a lot of responsibility on a couple. And I had a female friend of mine kind of, you know, just say, well, how about you just talk about what a quality single guy is? So perfect example is Q, because Q is, you know, one of Mrs. Mocha and all of her friends, fan favorites. He is when we did parties, we'd always ask ladies, you know, who would you like us to invite back? He was always someone who they wanted invited back. The feedback on him, he's a gentleman, he dressed nice, you know, he's very polite, he's fun, he's funny, you know, obviously, you know, he's a young guy. I mean, he's young, you know, he's, you know, 6'3" with muscle. So, you know, I mean, that's a huge bonus. But, you know, the feedback that I've gotten from him over the last couple of years has probably been the best feedback that I've received from any guy consistently. He's a guy who Mrs. Mocha has, you know, when someone calls and go, hey, do you know any guys who are, you know, who are good guys? He's a guy that's always been referred. So it's not my opinion that made me ask him to have this conversation. It's the ladies' feedback. It's the husband's feedback. Every guy in the lifestyle who has a wife, you know, they talk about him, about, oh man, he's an awesome guy. So that being said, this is why he's here, it's trying to find what I would think is a good representative of the guy I want to interact with my wife, and a guy who I can introduce to anyone and not be nervous that they're going to come back like, dude, what the fuck is wrong with you? This guy's a moron. Never have that problem. You know, so that being said, we're going to bring him back and go through more of the experiences that we had, because obviously we're only a quarter of the way through, you know, helping coach and build a quality single male, because we haven't really even gotten deep into the couple's interactions. So Q, tell the people good night.
Man, good night, people. Good night. And for all those single guys out there, keep your head high, man. Trust me, listen to this. Take the cues and enjoy it, man. It could be a fun thing, man, if you do it right.
And that being said, this is Mr. Mocha. This is the Old Faces Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, please do us a favor. Wherever you listen to your podcast, go on, like, and subscribe. If you're watching us and following us on Twitter, go on, like, leave comments. We greatly appreciate it. Share what we do with the people who you interact with. And until next time, have a great night.